Welcome to the Fear and Greed Afternoon Market Report for Monday, the 22nd of November, 2021, where in just a few minutes I tell you everything you need to know about what's happened in financial markets, economics, and the world of business today. I'm Sean Aylmer. The S&P ASX 200 finished down 0.6% today to 7,353 points, with significant sell-offs among technology, energy, and financials. Materials, utilities, and consumer staples companies all outperformed. Commonwealth Bank, ANZ and Westpac all fell 2%, while National Australia Bank was off 1.2%. When you get those sorts of drops among the financials, the bourse goes backwards. Among the tech stocks, Xero fell more than 3%, Afterpay was down 2.5%, and WiseTech Global was down 2%. Oil and gas giant Woodside Petroleum lost 1.9%. Fortescue Metals was the best of the large caps, rising more than 2%, while miner South32 continued its incredible run, jumping 2%. Rio Tinto was another strong performer today. It wasn't a good day for travel stocks. Fears about new outbreaks of COVID in Europe have tempered enthusiasm for travel, and Flight Centre lost more than 7% today, while corporate travel management was off 6%. The gold stocks also struggled, with Silver Lake Resources and Gold Road Resources both down more than 4%. Northern Star was off 3.9%, while market leader Newcrest was nearly 2% lower. The price of the precious metal is trading below $1,850 an ounce. On the flip side, the battery metals companies were the place to be today. Nickel Mines was up nearly 8%, Pilbara Minerals was 5% higher, and Orocobre jumped 4.7%. Away from the market, new boss at AMP, Alexis George, said she was working hard to improve the culture at the superannuation advice and wealth manager. She emphasised the need to grow the superannuation and banking businesses. Also, AMP Capital will retain control of its $7 billion unlisted office fund after an independent committee recommended against rival proposals to move to either Mirvac or GPT. Good news for AMP, and its share price rose 2.6%. New data from National Australia Bank showed that new and young investors are putting their money into greener assets like electric vehicle companies, green hydrogen, and renewable energy groups. Shell and Infrastructure Capital Group have offered $729 million for Meridian Energy's Australian operations and plan to split the business into retail and generation businesses. What's all that mean? Well, it should boost competition in the power and gas sectors, and we consumers should benefit. The Aussie dollar is trading at 72.5 US cents. That's it for the afternoon market report for Monday, the 22nd of November, 2021. Join Michael Thompson and I tomorrow morning for the Tuesday edition of Fear and Greed. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.